And how am I now? Dude, I am balanced. What did I realize through Power Nerd? I realized how strong I am. You know? Even amidst these supposed failures, even amidst all these things, it's like I realize that I'm like, moderation is what I learned over the past 5 years. And it's like with light work, I had sort of, the whole thing was like, what your connection to the universe and connection to God and the connection to all these things and what God is and what religion is, all these things. And I think it's like, you can start going down these avenues to the point where you feel like you're an aficionado, or you have some sort of connection to these topics that are rooted in, like, you're able to like teach these things, and you're not. That's one of my biggest frustrations with any of the spiritual disciplines or the ideas of like abstinence versus moderation. It's all so rooted in, like, at least for me, it was like, well, I'm insecure, so if I have this as my trip, then in some ways I'm like bigger than I am. And what Power Nerd really did was tear it all down. Dude, I cried the whole fucking time making this record. And it was as a result of that, and plus the studio being so new, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, press play, and you know, my friend is no longer with me, and my son and wife are no longer here, and I'm like, I'm fucking so depressed. Yet at the same time, I'm like, I'm missing files, and I can't figure out, you know, what's going on with the compression with the snare, and it was just trying to get through this record was the hardest thing that I've had to do in years. But I'll tell you why now Power Nerd was such a success for me. Because I got through it. And I didn't fuck up my life. And it was the hardest moment that I've had to go through in decades. Yet at the end of it, I feel profound gratitude. And not in the, you know, L.A. Eckhart Tolle fucking way. But I'm just grateful for my friends, for my family, for my balance, for my ability to go to this place and then face it and then come back stronger, because I recognize that a part of what I was missing as an artist, as a person, as a friend, as a father, as a husband, as a son, was the ability to see myself in the same way that other people see me, in my family, for example. It's like the people closest to you know you, yet so much of the narrative that I had spun about who I was and how I was or wasn't balanced or what I did or didn't do was so rooted in what I wanted to project to people. You know what I mean? I wanted people to believe that I was that person, as opposed to, you know, it's the energy that you spend hiding who you actually are. And then when you're blown apart and there's no option but to be fucking who you are, I find that the people who love you look at you and like, yeah, we know. This is not a surprise. So Falling Apart was just like, oh my God, that's the second song. Here we are on song 7 and I'm still talking about song 2. By the end of it, I remember listening back to the master, and I remember thinking, God, I can't understand the room. I can't understand the speakers. I can't understand. I'm crying. I got to deal with all this renovation. I got to move all this fucking couches, and I got to assemble all this shit, and I got to fucking mow the lawn, and I got,